With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. J.P. Morgan Chase will directly invest up to $10 billion in U.S. companies with crucial ties to national security.
The investment is part of the bank's Security and Resiliency Initiative, a $1.5 trillion 10-year plan to facilitate, finance, and invest in industries critical to national economic security. The investment plan revealed Monday will focus on four areas: supply chain and advanced manufacturing and critical minerals, pharmaceutical precursors and robotics, defense and aerospace, energy independence with investments in battery storage and grid resilience, and strategic technologies, including artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and quantum computing. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump hailing the ceasefire deal he helped to broker in between Israel and Hamas at the end of the war in Gaza and the beginning of the rebuilding effort in the region. Meeting later in Egypt that first night with foreign leaders, he said, "I think we've done a lot of the hardest part because the rest comes together." 2 weeks into the government shutdown, there are no signs of ending the stalemate anytime soon. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warns that this shutdown could last a while longer.
"We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government."
The Pentagon will pay military personnel this week, but many other federal workers are not getting their paychecks. And the White House is carrying out mass firings with Vice President Vance warning of painful cuts ahead. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tariff costs and other economic factors forcing some retailers to pull back, even delay their plans to hire seasonal employees. This is SRN News. Missouri will vote on abortion again.
Next year, an amendment would appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
A North Dakota judge upholding the state's ban on sex change operations for kids. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged there is an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by health care law. This is SRN News. The names of 16 people who are presumed dead in the massive blast at a Tennessee explosives plant last week have been released now. The remains have not been identified as authorities continue to search efforts following the Friday explosion at the Accurate Energetic Systems in McEwen. Humphreys County Sheriff Chris Davis says the plant disaster has affected everyone greatly throughout that entire region.
"Might not have known that individual personally, but in some form or fashion, we probably or do know their family or extended family. And it's this small county, rural America, where everybody knows each other and everybody's only going to take care of each other."
And the sheriff says that plant explosion has hit very close to the heart because it is a very small community. More details at srnnews.com.